You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. You just heard Chanton Bun tell the story of how he escaped Cambodia and came to the U.S. He's one of a number of inmates at San Quentin who escaped war in Cambodia or Vietnam and came to the United States. There's a program at San Quentin called Roots, or Restoring Our Original True Selves. It's a restorative justice program that helps Asian Pacific Islanders at the prison address the intergenerational trauma that comes from family members affected by war. Chanton went through the program himself, and he has the story of a man who learned about his own history with the help of the program.
Before Kevin Nguyen came to San Quentin State Prison, he didn't know much about his family's history. Then he enrolled in the Roots program and started to hear about the experience of other older Cambodian men. He realized he knew almost nothing about his mother's life and decided to ask her some questions. On a visit, she told him about a day that is burned into her memory.
She was in her home waiting for her dad to come back, and my grandpa was a general in the army that fought against these guys. And she remembered kids, soldiers, forcing her to leave her household and to start walking. And when she came out, she said it was just utter chaos. She's seeing neighbors getting killed, little kids riding motorcycles with black and red bandanas just shooting at everyone. She did not know what to do. So she just kept walking.
In 1975, when the Khmer Rouge took over Cambodia, they targeted and killed over 2 million people. Those who served in the military, people who were educated, and even people who wore eyeglasses. Everything that was westernized was seen as the enemy. Kevin's mother was a victim and a survivor of the violence.
There was familiar faces that she recognized that was on the ground. And as she walked closer, she saw that it was her family. My grandpa, her dad, was executed cold-blooded in front of everyone. And not only that, they found out that he was connected to the military, so they slit his throat, cut off his hands and his feet, cut his chest open, and just left him there. And all my mom's mom, her siblings was all dead right next to him.
During that one day, Kevin's mother lost everyone in her family, except for a few relatives, and her experience wasn't unique.
So there's a lot of reasons why the war still matters for a lot of APIs and Southeast Asians, even folks that never been in the countries that were impacted by the war, and even the folks that were born here.
Professor Roger Chung is a leading facilitator in the Roots program.
All right, so let me ask you another question then. So when we think about the word indigenous, I like our working definition in Roots, right?
He's seen a growing population of Southeast Asian youth in prison for violence or abusive behavior. Many of them, like Kevin, have no idea where these behaviors are rooted from. Roger says it is often linked to their family's experience. He starts every root cycle by asking, how did we get here?
So some of the things that we've seen for a lot of our Southeast Asian folks, both inside prison and outside of prison, is the trauma that the war often has carried through refugee camps, resettlement, and then the struggles for both the first, the 1.5, the second, and now the third to kind of transition back or to transition and find their place in a society when relationships between them and their home countries have historically been fractured.
Cambodia is not the only country to have suffered. Vietnam and Laos also went through similar violent periods. Professor Chung says that those countries and the people who live in them are still not healed.
A lot of the things that we're seeing, like deportations and a lot of the relationships that we're seeing as a product of those wars, are still impacting people from a policy level, and then it's also trickling down all the way down to personal levels.
Roger says facilitating the program for the past 5 years has also helped build community. Participants are helping each other explore and heal from their inherited trauma.
Roots taught me that it's important to know where you came from, know your history, know how you came to existence into this world. And in order to do that, I had to start connecting the dots, moving backwards, not forwards.
By connecting the dots, moving backwards, Roots participants can move forward with their lives. From San Quentin Radio, I'm Chanton Bun.